This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, good morning. You're listening to The Morning Run with Linmark Sharit Abdullah and Wong Xiaoning. It is Monday, the 17th of June, the start of another work week, guys.
Welcome back.
Yeah, it's Monday.
Yay.
Okay, but if you didn't know, I was trying to be sarcastic.
Yeah, but anyway, how was your weekend, everyone?
Not too bad, not too bad. I'm actually looking quite forward to this week because I think there are a bunch of open houses happening, and I always find it quite exciting to go to these events. You know, you mix around a little bit, you get great food, so that's something to look forward to, definitely.
Right. For 1 second, I thought you said I was going to look forward for the weekend. I said, okay, that's a bit inappropriate, Lynn.
I am definitely always looking forward to the weekend, Sharit Abdullah. That's not a reflection on how much I enjoy being in the studio with you guys, though.
Good answer. Yeah, open houses are great. I can't remember when's the last time I had a decent breakfast. It's been cookies and raya cookies like for breakfast almost every day.
You're trying to finish it all, is it,
right? My goodness.
You're trying to finish all your raya stuff before the end of the month.
Can't you see it? Like on my, you know, this double chin and a bit of
We need to do this poll, like how much weight you lost after fasting and how much you might gain. Yeah, so what's the net? We should ask our listeners what is their net gain or net loss.
There's a lot of cookies to spread around. I might bring some in and maybe put some load. Yeah,
definitely. You should definitely share the love
in terms
of raya cookies, Sharit. But in the meantime, we have lots of fascinating discussions for you this morning. So what are we going to be talking about?
Well, we're going to be talking about the cost of living. You know, it's gone up quite a lot over the years. So movie tickets on a weekend, 18 ringgit now. Dinner at a simple cafe, $30 each. So has falling in love become more expensive than ever?
All right. Well, that's interesting. That's nice. Another topic that is related to dating is what you wear. And when you think that, do you think that your fashion taste is unique when you go out? Well, think again, because Stitch Fix could probably read your taste like how Netflix. Netflix could read your taste in movies. So that's that.
Exciting stuff. And so if you want to weigh in on the conversation, you can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or tweet us at BFM Radio. Please do, because we want to hear from you. But first, up next, how to let go of your inhibitions in a way that doesn't involve mind-altering substances. As we'll be coming back with Reasons by Earth, Wind and Fire, and then more discussions for you. BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, you're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn, Sharit and Xiaoning. Now, the London Business School has an interesting way of fostering leadership, and this is from an article in the Financial Times. It highlights that students they do this exercise involving jazz, where students who've never played the piano before are only allowed to play with the black keys on the piano, while other musicians, professional jazz musicians, improvise around them. Essentially, what they're trying to do is they're trying to use jazz to encourage people to let go of their preconceived ways of thinking, because as we know, jazz is famously heavy on improvisation, and it teaches you to let go of your inhibitions, basically. And I think this is a fascinating and quite slightly out of left field way of encouraging leadership, because you're getting students who might otherwise be uncertain about their own musical prowess to take the lead in an actual jazz quartet, for example, and showing them that it is possible to make good music, even if you have no experience.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is a fun way to sort of get the best out of you as well. But, you know, I don't know much about jazz. I mean, I didn't have a lot of exposure. I'd say some of the people that I've probably listened to is like John Coltrane. And then
haven't you played in a band, though?
I do.
Some music background,
Sharit. I do, but that's the thing, though. I didn't play jazz. I did play rock music. A lot of rock, a lot of ballad, and sort of, yeah. But, so there's a lot of difference. I mean, when I was reading this article, one of the things that I noticed is that how jazz allows, you know, each individuals to sort of take charge whenever you know, there is a room for it. When someone feels that they need to express themselves a bit out of the box and they feel inspired, they're given that room, and just based on eye contact. Whereas if you know your comparison to rock bands,
you're in
a specific role. You have a certain hierarchy. For example, you know that the vocal is the front man, and then the lead guitarist is the man, the band, and bass and drummer, they just keep the beat, and bass is the most boring guy like me. I was a bassist as well.
And rhythm, the one that doesn't get the girls, right?
Well, Lucas talking. I mean, Okay, right. That's not fair. That's low blow. Anyway, jazz. That, you know, I like that. I like that part of jazz where, you know, it gives space for each member to sort of, you know, express themselves and take leadership at a certain point during a music.
I don't know. I think I'll be so bad at it. But it's true. The concept behind it does make sense. It's kind of like to get out of your comfort zone, right? Mm-hmm. And to not always just do what you're comfortable with. And it's supposed to create this flexibility in your mind and be open to leadership changes. But if you're really, really tone deaf like me, the class would just be a disaster, right? I mean, even playing the black key, I'll probably play the wrong black keys for the whole 2 hours or 3 hours.
But see, Shaning, that's exactly the kind of viewpoint that this is trying to change, right? Because you don't think that you can do it. Therefore, you might not actually take that step to actually go for it and challenge, you know, accept that challenge. But because I guess music is one of those things where you commonly associate making good music to having that skill and having had years of practice and years of experience. But the truth is that to make good music, it can be easy with the right people. So I guess that's what they're trying to teach us here, is that you don't have to lock in, or you don't have to let these preconceived notions stand in the way of trying something new and possibly making something beautiful.
I'm not sure mine would be very beautiful. I mean, the ding dong, ding dong, ding dong is not exactly beautiful.
I think you're selling yourself short, Shaning.
The people around me, all these other musicians will be doing all the work, okay, to cover up the ding dong, ding dong, ding dong.
Okay, yeah, ding dong, ding dong. It'll be hard to make a music out of that, but you know what? If I spend enough time with you, that ding dong, ding dong, you know, we could add a bit of drum and some bass, some. I don't know. You'd be surprised. As long as you're nice to me and you keep on bringing your banana cakes and so forth. Eventually, you know, I can learn to live with it. But
with my bad music.
But Shaoning. But that's the thing about music, isn't it? The thing about jazz is that what I find interesting is that we music listeners they have a certain habit, and the way for you to read. When you go, for an example, Taylor Swift. I mean, there's this formula that she uses. There's like four chords, and it's going to, it's definitely going to hit the nail. Once she hits that, it's going to be fun. But one thing about jazz is that those who play music, those who understand the value of music, they would appreciate those change of tune, something creative. That's when something new is sparked.
And the other thing that I find interesting about this entire exercise is the kind of bridging the gap between the arts and business. Because typically, the impression that you have of arts in the sense of music and dance and theatre, they're not necessarily something that you will see cross over a lot into the business sphere. But this is really delving deep into what the arts can teach you and what transferable skills you can take from it and apply to your businesses and leading your businesses in uncertain times, which was the main objective of this London Business School course. So I think that's quite interesting and something that we can definitely, hopefully, apply to our daily lives. Let us know what you think. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or tweet us at BFM Radio. We're going to have a couple of messages and then we'll be back with more fascinating discussions. BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, that was Overdue by the Get Up Kids, and you're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn Sharit and Shaoning. Now, have you ever walked into a clothing store and just had no idea where to start? I think we've all been there. Most of us probably have a sense of style that we just default to because we are too lazy to try new styles. So Bloomberg Business Week has a story about the company that's kind of fixing this problem, and it's aptly called Stitch Fix. So for $20, the service mails you clothes that you can decide to keep or send back based on surveys of your preferences. And in the US, over last year, over 3 million people have used the service.
Right. I like this idea, but I don't know but if you guys face this sort of problem. Like for me, the reason why I am very blend and very... how do you say, very, what's that word again?
Understated.
Understated and also predictable fashion taste is because I do have problems finding clothes. I mean, my size and everything, it is just not an easy find when I go in, you know, when I go out and do shopping. So, I mean, I do like the idea of having someone who could, you know, who could get details of me and then at the end of the day be able to find something that would fit me nicely.
And just send it to you, right? So there's
no
hassle.
Send it to me as well. That's right.
You don't really like shopping very much, do you, Sharitz?
I don't.
So in a way, this service is perfect for the people who don't like retail.
Mm, that's right.
But if you think about it, I mean, for me, I do like shopping. It is my therapy. But I also realize that I do get into this fashion rut, and it's basically black, blue, grey, and white, and then repeat. Black. So whatever I buy tend to be those four colours.
Okay.
So in my wardrobe, I'll have like the same thing again and again and again. So maybe this kind of service is good if it helps me or introduces new colours, new styles into my wardrobe.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because otherwise I'll be like, you know, boring and understated, which I don't want to be all the time.
Yeah. Ouch.
I think the problem that you raised, Sharitz, though, is one that I think a lot of people do face, because sometimes if you're outside of the normal size range when it comes to buying clothes, shopping for clothes can be a very stressful experience because you don't want. Yes, Xiaoning, you're looking very incredulous.
No, it's true. I'm very short, so I sometimes have to buy stuff in the kids department. I know where Sharitz comes from.
Yeah.
So remember, your guys always laugh at my pants, right? Because it's supposed to be like culottes or some three-quarter length pants. And then for me, it's like normal length pants. And if I really need like pants which I don't need to alter, I can actually buy them from the children's
that
department.
That explains the Hello Kitty and Kiki Lala.
Yeah.
There you go.
Why not? It's cheaper.
It could be a fashion statement for all you know, Sharitz. So
right.
For me, this is quite interesting, right? Because we recently spoke about the fact that bespoke is the new way to go when it comes to marketing solutions for people, because everyone has a problem that they don't necessarily know how to address. When it comes to makeup and hair care, you get, you know, some people have frizzy hair, some people have oily hair, some people find that store-bought shampoos don't necessarily suit or fix all of their problems. And I would think, this is something that is on the rise, and that is a very interesting. It's a very interesting development in terms of a consumer culture and the business landscape. And this is, for me, that's what Stitch Fix is doing. It's not just Stitch Fix; it's other subscription boxes as well that send you clothes, that send you makeup, because they are taking your data and your personal and all the information that you've given them and curating a wardrobe for you. And after that, they will continue to collect data based on the things that you like or don't like or send back or actually pay for. And on the one hand, it's a little bit scary because, you know, generally...
You're letting the decision go, right? The process.
Yeah, no. On the one hand, actually, that's not the scary part for me. The scary part is giving my data to some faceless corporation with no idea what they're going to do with it. But the good part is actually having that decision taken away from me.
So you don't like making the decision of what to buy?
I really don't. There are some days in the morning where I get up, I open my closet, and I'm just like, I don't want to wear any of these things in here. I don't know how to choose. So that's when I come to work in a t-shirt and leggings.
Yeah, so I really don't know how this would... impact the traditional, you know, retail and store assistant. I mean, their role at that, you know, at the fashion store.
Well, that's why we're seeing the decline of the high street, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, all this kind of kills it. And this lady, obviously, Katrina Lake, right? She's the founder. She really hit the nail on the head. I mean, she's the youngest female person to take a company public. And this Stitch Fix, according to our producer, is like worth $3 billion. I mean, amazing. So there's a lot of people out there who are like clueless and don't want to think. And this is their solution.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is when big data comes in and the whole AI and algorithm computing. And again, it speaks a lot about the industry and how, you know, store assistants, remember we spoke about how they need to be storytellers and how they need to revamp, and they need to take this into account. It's getting really tough, because if I'm going to start liking my clothes, I mean, that I get, it's going to be tough for me to go back out and shop, you know.
I just wonder when
shop.
You open that box for the first time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you hate all of it, what do you do?
So there's that was an interesting thing that Lake herself was mentioned in the article, is that if the box comes for her with something that she doesn't necessarily like off the bat, she'll still wear it anyway because she actually trusts the algorithm more than her decision-making when it comes to clothes. Because there is always that fear that, you know, if you rely completely on your own decisions, that you may be kind of backing yourself, cornering yourself into that rut that you described.
Which is mine, black, blue, grey and white. Precisely. That's my rut.
Exactly. Now, let us know what you think. Would you use a subscription clothes service? You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or tweet us at BFM Radio. We're coming up on the 6:30 news and then All These Things by The Killers, BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, that was Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams, and you're listening to The Morning Run with Linmark, Sharitz Abdullah and Wong Xiaoning. Now, the cost of living still feels high, despite low levels of inflation. You know, property prices are high, salary isn't really rising in tandem, so going on dates can be an expensive practice. And there's this article in the Rakyat Post which highlighted a tweet that's gained some traction online, specifically saying that breaking down the cost of what would be a date. So a dinner, a meal for two would be 30 ringgit, a film for two would be 30 ringgit, bubble tea 30 ringgit, and as well as duit minyak, toll and parking, another 30 bucks. So in total, it would be 120 ringgit for a single date. And I think there's been a lot of opinions flying around kind of whether or not this is a realistic number. And I guess it just shows that actually, you know, how much people spend on trying to meet, for me, I guess, trying to meet the expectations of the person that you are trying to win over at the time.
Okay, so I don't know if you spend this amount of time every single time you go for a date. So I'm more of a quality guy rather than a quantity guy. So on occasions, I will go on a serious quality date. I mean, it's about building the experience with the other person, isn't it? I mean, it's all about having that, living that impression in them so that they can't stop thinking about you. And that's what date is all about, isn't it?
Wow, sure. It's just such a romantic. So what is your quality date then? How much do you spend?
I'm not going to put a figure out there, but it involves music, it involves, you know, dinner, some really nice fancy dinner. And then once in a while, it will go on that gold class cinema seat sofa.
Ooh, fancy.
But I can count with my single hand how many times I've done that. So it just shows that I don't do it often, but when I do it nice.
Classy Sharitz. But I'm with you on this gold class. It's my, you know, my secret luxury. But
it's nice, isn't it?
Yes, but yeah, don't laugh. Yeah. I only do it for Bond movies.
Okay. Well,
because
yeah,
I'm
we
a big
that,
James
we?
Bond fan. And that's the only time I'm willing to pay the 60 ringgit per ticket for that movie.
That's true. I think it's definitely a very much a special occasion sort of situation.
I mean, otherwise you can, if you watch movies before noon on a weekend, it's only 10 ringgit. Fun fact.
For gold class?
No, for a regular ticket. But I, as most of my colleagues will know, I'm quite a cheapo, right, guys? So, you know, for example, last night my date was like cheap. I had a 2 popia, 520, 1 curry mee, 650. We shared, so it was only 585 per person, bought from Pasar Malam.
That's an upgrade from your tapioca.
Yeah, that's an upgrade from my tapioca. And then we watch Netflix, which, you know, I pay every month 17 ringgit. So voila, hot date for me.
Yeah, I think we're well aware of how cheap you are, Xiaoning. So because you have that that little sign on your table that counts the number of days that you've been at BFM without actually paying for a single thing.
Well, I just bring food from home. You don't have to buy food outside. It's healthier.
I admire your commitment.
But
honestly,
you know, at the end of the day, I think this dating thing, you know, it's about your own expectations, right? And how much money you make. So if you don't make so much, you don't need to spend so much. And the person that you like should understand that.
And I think this definitely seems to be something of a trend here in Malaysia, right? It was not that long ago that we were talking about people taking personal loans to maintain their lifestyles and things like, and paying for weddings. And that is just, for me, you know, the idea of taking a personal loan to pay for a wedding, it really just seems like you're starting off married life on the total wrong foot because you are setting yourself up with unrealistic expectations for the rest of your life.
Exactly. So, I mean, if you meet some person, boy or girl, and you don't earn very much, let's say you earn just 2,000, 2,005, you're just starting out in life, and you're spending 120 ringgit on that date, that's quite a bit of money, you know? That's like 5% at the top of my head. And that partner of yours or that person that you like, should kind of realize this is not fair to the guy or to the girl, right?
Mm.
And wind down their expectations. Hey, you can still go out and have a good time. You can just makan at the garai. You could watch TV at home. It doesn't have to be this 120 ringgit, date. It's a bit crazy, right?
Because at the end of the day, it is supposed to be about getting to know the person, right? And you don't have to do that over a 50 ringgit, 60 ringgit meal in order for there to be meaningful conversation and actual experience.
Mm.
And I think this is another thing that I've heard I've had advice given to me that, oh yeah, you have to make sure that the guy pays for your date. And I'm like, I don't necessarily agree with that anymore, because we're no longer in the situation where women don't have any money of their own, because most of us work, most of us earn our own salaries. So I think that really, it's just being fair, because if you both earn a salary, then you both should equally contribute to whatever costs you accrue as a result of the dating experience.
I am skeptical, Lena. Maybe you're probably a diamond in the rough, but there is always that. Well, I think as a guy, you can't help wondering whether or not what's going on the other person said if I don't do this, right? There's always that sense of pressure. But if it's true, it should be made clear, it should be put on the table, you should send a signal hard and strong so that we're very clear that, okay, you're willing to spend everything. You should do that whole sneak and pay thing. It's like, oh, you've paid, great.
I just whip out my wallet at check time and say, okay, how much was it? Yeah, that's it.
Great.
I think it's very simply, guys, just don't drink the bubble tea. That's like 30 ringgit. It's just sugar in a cup, okay?
All right. Well, let us know what you think. Is 120 ringgit too expensive for a single date? You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll take a look at some messages after this, so be sure to stay tuned. BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, that was Start Me Up by the Rolling Stones, and you're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn, Sharitz and Xiao Ning. Thank you so much for all your messages this morning. We've had a lot of interesting discussions. We've talked about the arts in business. We've talked about the decision matrix when it comes to choosing your clothes, as well as whether or not 120 ringgit is too expensive for a single date. And we do have a couple of messages. So what do we have?
Well, we have Mr. Roland Tan, stylish Mr. Roland Tan. He says, I have my own taste. Even my wife doesn't buy clothes for me without me around.
Ah, I wonder what that is like to have your own taste in clothes.
You don't have taste in clothes.
I don't.
No, Sharitz is just saying that he doesn't have a lot of choice, so he's therefore doesn't have the luxury to determine that he has his own style, right?
Yeah, I'm not wired that way. So anyway, well done on you, Roland. we also have a WhatsApp from Nadia. Now, this is with regards to our conversation on how dating is expensive these days. There is cheap, and I feel sorry for her. Anyway, there is cheap and there is really cheap. I had a date with this guy who took me for makan at this horrible restaurant where we could only order one dish because we had to use a fave coupon. Well, fave is already cheap, and I couldn't even choose my own meal, and this was the same for dessert. So please, don't bother them.
I don't know what I would do in that situation, actually. I would probably be like, okay, you know what? I'm going to top up the bill, so let's buy something else.
That was probably the first and last date.
Unless both of you are a big fan of fave, though, right?
I mean, or you're both equally cheap, but obviously Nadia wasn't.
Well, it's all about sharing things, you have to have things in common.
Sometimes that is a thing that people will do together, right? Like, coupon surf. And I think, Shanning, you've said this before, that you and your boyfriend like to find good deals, right?
Yeah, we are cheap and proud. And we're not from Penang.
Okay, now Hassan has said, go for coffee first, then only lunch or dinner. Who does the check bill dance? I think that was what you were describing earlier, right, Sharitz? Because it's the I'll pay this time. Oh no, I'll pay next time. It's that
but you
kind
both
of
don't
uncertainty.
Need it. Is it? Or both of you are like, actually,
everyone's
I
trying
me.
To be polite, especially when it's like one of the first couple of times that you're going out with each other.
That mind game, I don't fancy that. Anyway, I do like this WhatsApp from Shasi. Now, he says that, and there's a lot of truth here. First date are mostly the guys trying to impress their dates and hence blame it on the guy. But after a few dates, reality would kick in and they're going to end up, in some mama shop on a regular basis for sure. That's true. I mean, I wouldn't call mama a date, though. It's just a matter of spending time with
It's a date. You're together. Okay, you're enjoying a meal. It doesn't have to be anywhere fancy.
Okay, right. I always thought that that's like your regular routine thing. I wouldn't call it a date. I mean, what is a date, though? I mean,
spending time together.
Yeah, I think it depends on it. Different people maybe have different definitions of it. Kevin Yong says, 120 ringgit, I'd rather spend that money on a golf course or 2 hours of massage or drinking for my mates.
Is Kevin single or is he dating someone at the moment?
Good question.
I guess that's a good question. Kevin, you should definitely let us know. I do think also, though, I think that probably your priorities do shift depending on what point you are at in the dating life, right? So initially, it's like Shashi said, the first dates are usually when you are trying to put your best foot forward. Everyone's really polite and on their best
behavior. And
dress properly. And then about 10 dates down the line, you kind of turn up in a t-shirt and shorts and flip-flops.
Yeah, what everybody would like to do in the first place. I mean, nobody likes to wear fancy dress every time. I mean, it's nice to just let loose.
It's nice to find that person with whom you can let loose without, yeah, you know, without being afraid that they're going to judge you
for it. Oh, we have an answer. Kevin is single, of course. Now we know why, Kevin. Spend your money on the golf course.
No, you should definitely continue enjoying your life as is, Kevin. Thank you so much for WhatsApping and tweeting in this morning. We are coming up on the 7 o'clock news, and after that, we're going to have lots of fascinating discussions at the business end of the morning run. So be sure to keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.